Third Girl Wanted, a play for radio by Jill Higham.
Rachel? Gemma? Anyone home? Oh, hi, Gem.
Oh, Lynn?
Rachel not back yet?
I thought you were staying late in town doing the sales.
That was the idea, but I took one look at the scrum and thought better of it. Oh, there's usually nothing but rubbish anyway. I've yet to find that fantastic bargain everyone goes on about.
Oh, whose is the suitcase?
Mine.
You off for the weekend?
No.
I wouldn't leave it out here then, love. Someone will take a header over it. Oh, I must wash my hands. I seem to have collected half the dirt in London. Oh, I got some more soap, by the way. And I remembered to get some stuff for the bath, too. It's about time. It's beginning to look like... Hey! Who's cleared up in here? What's happened to all your things? Planning a moonlight flit or something?
Yes, in a way.
What?
I'm leaving.
Leaving?
The flat.
You're joking.
I'm not. I'm sorry, Lynn.
But why? I mean,
because... I just am. I've got to finish packing. The taxi will be here in 5 minutes.
You're going now? This evening?
Yes.
But this is crazy.
Oh, don't worry. I'll leave a week's rent and you'll soon find a replacement.
But it's not as easy as that.
For every third girl wanted, there's at least three wanting. I'll slam another ad in the personal column. Might get someone tidier next time.
It's not that, is it? I dare say I nag a bit, but in a flat this size...
Don't be silly. Of course it isn't. I'm a slut anyway.
What is it, then?
Nothing. I'm going, and that's that.
And if I hadn't got back early, you'd have gone. Just left without saying a thing.
I was going to leave a note.
Oh, big deal.
I hate drama.
Then why make one?
I've said I'm sorry.
Look, love, if you've something to say, say it.
Please, Lynn. Oh, I'll never get this stuff in. I'll have to collect my winter things some other time.
Where are you going?
Hostel till I find something.
What about your letters?
Send them to the office.
And your laundry? It won't be back till Monday.
You're so damn practical.
It's just as well someone is.
I'll be in touch.
Why not stay another week? Get things sorted out?
No.
Why not?
I wish you wouldn't go on.
I wish you wouldn't behave like a kid.
We're not all as efficient as you are. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
I know. Oh, you've forgotten your dressing gown.
Oh, thanks. I think that's the lot.
Rachel will be back in a minute. At least wait and say goodbye to her.
My taxi. Here's the rent while I remember.
Thanks. I'll get you some change.
Oh, don't bother. I probably owe for food or something. I usually do. Well,
I'll miss you, Jem. It's been quite a time.
We've had some fun, haven't we?
Remember the night you got locked out and shinned up the drainpipe?
Rachel thought I was a burglar.
And nearly phoned the police.
Oh, and that ghastly bottle party when the gatecrashers turned
and
up.
We each thought they were the other's friends.
Till they'd cleaned us out of booze.
Oh, Jem, this is stupid. Please change your mind.
I can't. Bye, Lynn, and thanks.
I'll give you a hand with the cases.
It's all right. I can manage.
Hello? No, it's Lynn. Oh, hello, Anna. I'm afraid Rachel isn't in yet. Any minute, I should think. Probably doing the weekend shopping. It's late night at the supermarket. I'm fine, thanks. David? Oh, he's all right. He's away on a course. Oh, no. Nothing like that. Are you up in town? Oh, then we'd better watch the Pips. You coming up when? Tuesday. Oh, Rachel will be pleased. I'll tell her. Oh, hang on. I think that's her now. Rachel?
Lynn, you're back early.
I decided to skip the sales. Your sister's on the phone.
Is she?
Here, give me the carrier bag. I'll dump it in the kitchen.
Thanks. Hello, Anna. How Giles and the kids?
Good.
Oh, fine. Thought you deserted me completely. Didn't you get my letter? I know it's school holidays, but all the same, you could have... Oh, did you? We must have all been out. Next Tuesday. Oh, marvellous. Let's meet for lunch, shall we? Or better still, I'll cook us something here. It'll be like old times. Then we can spend the afternoon together and... Oh, don't worry, I'll get it off. Dead-end jobs are 2 a penny anyway. Oh, all right. Look, ring me at the office as soon as your train gets in, and I'll start to come over faint. What? The pips, yes, I heard them. It's not that expensive. We'll reverse the charges. Hello? Anna? Oh, really?
Honestly, what's the matter?
She hung up on me the minute the pips went. She's changed in the last 5 years. Thinks of nothing but money and babies and Giles's stomach.
Let that be a warning to us.
Hmm?
When our time comes. Hey, you've certainly done enough shopping.
Well, thought I might as well stock up while I was about it. I even remembered the soap.
Snap, so did I.
Oh, well.
Now, we'd better put the frozen stuff in the fridge. Broccoli. Lovely.
Gemma not in this evening.
Prepare yourself for a bit of a shock, love.
Hmm?
Gemma's gone. Walked out.
I mean she's left.
Hmm. For good. Came back and found her packing. I tried to stop her going, but it was no use.
Where's she gone?
Wouldn't say.
Some man, I suppose.
What makes you think that?
Usually is with Gemma. I got butter beans for a change. They were threepence off.
I must say, you've taken it pretty calmly.
What did you expect me to do, throw hysterics?
You are funny, Rachel.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes you get het up over such little things, and yet something like this...
Well, it's not the end of the world, is it?
I like Gemma.
But if she's gone, she's gone.
I can't understand why she didn't say something. She must have known...
Let's face it, she was never exactly considerate.
Mind you, she has been a bit down lately.
Forget it. Too late for post-mortems now.
Suppose so.
At least we won't have to wade through her undies to get to the bath.
Hmm. She gave me a week's rent.
Big of her.
So, we'd better hurry with the ad all the same.
Do we have to?
Well, it'll take us a week to find someone else. The sooner we get cracking, the better.
I mean, do we need a third girl? It'd be nice to have a room each.
Very, but we're not millionaires, love. Oh, good, you remember the salt.
We can manage another pound or two each, surely.
It's not just the rent. There's all the extras, gas and so on. It helps having a third person to chip in.
It doesn't make that much difference. Anna and I used to manage okay.
It's different with sisters.
We're not that much different.
Anyway, the cost of living's gone up since then. So's the rent.
Skip it then. It was just a thought.
A nice one, but not awfully practical.
Wouldn't it be marvellous, though?
What?
If money was no object. We could buy one of those snazzy little mews houses.
For 20,000 odd.
And wear all the latest fashions.
Originals, never off the peg.
Take taxis wherever we went.
Shop at Harrods.
On our accounts, naturally.
Mmm, fabulous.
As it is.
We'd better get that ad in. Sharpish.
Tonight?
Why not?
What's the rush?
If we get it in tomorrow's paper, we can see people on Sunday. Do you remember the wording we used last time?
Not offhand.
Let's see. Third girl wanted... Oh, hang on, I'll scribble it down.
Oh, leave it till later.
No, we might as well do it now. Third girl wanted to share flat in W2. Own room. What next?
I don't know.
Rent, I suppose. £4. Oh, an age. Better make it 25 to 30 this time. I'm getting a bit past pop records and pyjama parties.
Not the only one.
I wonder what it'll be next time. 30 to 35.
And then third hag wanted 40 to 45.
Don't!
I was only joking.
It's not very funny, is it? Two middle-aged women sharing a room and advertising to let the spare one.
Sharing's not so bad. Some people you can share with, some you can't. Anyway, it's better than getting married just for the sake of it.
Hmm.
Well, that's what usually happens, isn't it? Look at Anna. She seemed quite happy here. Then one day she realized she was the wrong side of 25. Panic age. Next thing I know, she's marrying Giles, just like that.
He seemed all right when I met him.
It was a feeble compromise. And look at that red-headed girl, the one who was here before Gemma. Sally,
Roberts.
Well, what made her marry that bank clerk with halitosis? Love?
I suppose it was him or this.
I know which I'd have settled for.
Well, now maybe, but not indefinitely.
I couldn't marry just anyone. I'd have to feel something. Not just tot up his prospects.
Mm, so would I. But I've given up looking for the perfect man. Besides, when you get to our age, there's not much choice. The best ones are all married already.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that was tactless. I forgot.
Good heavens, I'm over that.
Are you?
Of course. I know I was a bit suicidal at the time. Well, it was no joke finding Tony got a wife already. If I hadn't met you,
You'd have been okay.
No. I really needed someone then. Taught me a lesson anyway. I'll never get taken for a ride again. Oh, hell, one of these eggs is broken.
Oh, put it in a cup. It'll do to scramble.
I should have checked the box. That's always happening.
I had a postcard from David today.
Did you?
Seems to be enjoying the course.
Good.
Says what he hasn't learned about marketing isn't worth knowing.
When does he come back?
Next weekend. Look, I thought we might make up a foursome sometime. Do a show or something. You could ask Peter Ray.
I don't think so.
Wait, you're still seeing him, aren't you?
Off and on.
I thought you liked him.
I do quite.
Well, you seem to have an awful lot in common.
Hmm.
Well, then?
I don't think I'll see him anymore.
Why not?
Don't want to. Vegetables are a fantastic price at the moment.
You are funny.
I wish you'd stop saying that. Coffee's up again, too.
What's in here?
Chops for tonight. Lamb.
Lovely. We'll have an extra one now Gemma's gone. How do you have a chop, I wonder? Oh, you only got two.
I was going to do an omelette for myself.
Well, you can't be slimming.
I'm a bit off chops.
Since when?
I just didn't feel like one.
You should have got something else then.
I felt like an omelette.
You off yogurt as well?
What?
You only got two of them, I see.
Wasn't there one left over?
You finished it at breakfast.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
And only one grapefruit?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Anyone would think you'd known.
Known what?
That Gemma wouldn't be here tonight.
Don't be stupid. I'd have said if I had, wouldn't I? Honestly, Lynn, what's the matter with you?
Sorry, lover. Well, I just wish I knew why she'd gone.
Typical Gemma. You know what she's like. She doesn't need reasons for doing things.
I know, but
look how she suddenly went blonde that
time. Well, it's hardly the same thing.
It's the way she behaves. Just acts. Without thinking.
Shall we start the supper?
Might as well. I'll just get rid of my Mac.
Rachel?
Hmm? What is it?
You did come home after work, didn't you?
I told you, no.
Then how come you're wearing a Mac?
No law against it, is there?
You weren't wearing one when you left this morning.
No, I was carrying it.
But I walked with you to the tube. You didn't have it then.
Yes, I did.
You didn't. We discussed whether it would rain. You must have come back here after work, before you went to the supermarket.
All right, so I did.
And Gemma was packing.
What of it?
Why didn't you say? Why did you pretend not to know she'd gone?
No particular reason.
Oh, don't give me that.
It's the truth.
Do you know why she left?
I told you, no.
You quarrelled with her, was that it?
Why should we quarrel?
Did you?
Of course we didn't.
Then why did she leave?
She didn't say. Why are you so concerned, anyway?
I liked her. She was a friend.
Was she?
Now, what's that supposed to mean? Well?
I simply meant that if she was such a good friend, she'd have confided in you.
That's my whole point. Why didn't she?
Ask her, not me. Anyway, it's no use arguing about it now. I'll go and start the vegetables.
Please, Rachel, why did you lie to me?
Oh, Lynn.
If you knew she'd gone, why not say
oh,
so?
Let's drop the subject.
It seems so unnecessary.
Don't keep on.
Well, why did you?
It's perfectly simple. I didn't say because I knew you'd think I'd quarrelled with her, which is exactly what you did. Mashed or sauté?
Hmm?
Potatoes.
Oh, whichever's easiest. I think I'll give her a ring at the office on Monday.
No, don't do that.
Why not? Perhaps she'll feel more like talking.
If she wanted to tell you, she would have.
You do know something, don't you?
Of course I don't.
I don't believe you.
Don't then.
I'd have thought you'd have told me the truth if no one else.
I can't.
So you do know?
I didn't say so.
Rachel.
Oh, okay then.
Then
I
why
did,
on
but
earth?
I can't tell you.
What do you mean you can't tell me?
I promised I wouldn't.
Promised Gemma?
Yes.
What is all this?
Please, stop questioning me, Lynn.
There isn't any point.
Anna's coming up to town next Tuesday.
Yes, she said.
Aren't you going to finish your chop?
I don't feel like it.
It's not my fault, Lynn. You wouldn't like it if I broke a promise.
If Gemma's gone away, I don't see it matters if I know or not.
Yes, it does.
Why? Why does it matter?
Because you wouldn't like it.
I'd like anything better than this atmosphere.
Damn, Gemma.
I wish you'd tell me.
All right, then. But don't say I didn't warn you.
Go on.
Well, it was her and David.
David?
That weekend when you went home. David called round to return your records and Gemma was here. I went to the Flicks, and when I came back I saw his coat in the hall. I didn't think much of it at the time. Then around 2 I heard him leave and I realised where he'd been. Some friend, wasn't she?
So that's why she went?
I told her to go. I had to. I didn't want her to break up things between you and David.
You told her to go?
Yes, by the end of the week. That's why we talked you into going to the sales. So she could get off without any dramas.
I see.
Honestly, you should have seen her with David.
I thought you were at the cinema.
That was later. I was here for an hour or so. Then I had to leave. I'd arranged to meet Peter at the Classic. I'd have stayed if I'd known what would happen. I'm sorry, Lynn.
Wasn't your fault.
That's why I lied. I didn't want you to be hurt.
That was nice of you, love. But it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter?
About David and Gemma. Not to me.
But you don't understand. She'd have wrecked things for you.
There was nothing to wreck.
But I thought he wanted to marry you. All that about being posted to Lincoln and you going...
How did you know that?
What?
That David wanted to marry me.
Well, I just took it for granted.
No. You read that letter he wrote.
What letter?
You know which one.
I don't know which
one. You must have read it.
Look, I haven't read any
letter. Then how do you know about his being posted to Lincoln? He hasn't told anyone yet.
Yes, he has. He mentioned it to me. I'm sure he did.
You're not a very good liar, love. You did read it, didn't you?
I'm sorry. It was there on the dressing table. I'd half read it before I realised what it was. I didn't mean to. But you know how it is. There's something about other people's letters. One just... Where are you going?
To get a fag. I need one. Want one?
Hmm?
Cigarette?
Oh, no thanks. You do believe me, Lynn. I didn't mean to read it.
I believe you.
That's why I thought you and David...
Well, you thought wrong. We're fond of each other, that's all.
Then why did he...
I know he asked me to marry him. But it was really just that... He wanted to marry someone.
But surely...
Men have their panic age too, you know. They get sick of eating out and going to the laundrette.
So he wanted an unpaid housekeeper.
Not just that.
What about you? Didn't you want to marry him?
I must admit I thought about it. I don't fancy this kind of existence forever.
It's not so bad.
Oh, it's all right when you're 20, but I'll be 29 soon, knocking 30. I'm tired of typing letters and travelling in the rush hour. I'm tired of paying out rent and sharing a room.
But I thought you...
No, don't take it wrongly. It's just that I want more from life somehow.
I wish you'd said before.
Hmm? What do you mean?
I wish I'd known there was nothing between you and David.
What difference would that have made?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have...
Wouldn't have what?
I mean, Gemma needn't have...
Oh. I see.
So it wasn't Gemma you wanted to get rid of. It was David.
No.
Yes, it was. It was you wanted to break things up.
No.
You just used Gemma.
That's not true.
All those delaying tactics. You had every intention of telling me about David and her from the moment you came in tonight.
No.
Don't lie to me, Rachel. You deliberately left them alone that evening, didn't you? You engineered the whole thing.
Why should I do that?
Supposing you tell me... Why did you do it? Oh, come on, talk to me, Rachel. Look, it doesn't matter now.
I'm sorry, Lynn.
Forget it. But at least tell me why.
I was frightened.
Frightened of what?
They always went. The others. I was frightened you'd go too.
Like Anna?
Yes. You don't know what that did to me.
People have to lead their own lives.
Yes, but...
You must learn to stand on your own feet, love.
I tried once. Look what happened. If you hadn't come along...
Perhaps it's a pity I did.
What do you mean?
I just took Anna's place, didn't I? Someone else for you to be dependent on. You'd been hurt by Tony and I happened to turn up.
If I hadn't met you when I did, I think I...
Don't be silly. Of course you wouldn't. You'd have got over it. I was there, so you leant on me. It might have been Anna or anyone.
No, that's not true.
You needed a substitute, and I fitted the bill.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? You can't have a big sister to protect you forever, you know.
I just hate the thought of being on my own.
You won't be, if you'll only give yourself a chance. Just because you were hurt once, you don't have to cut yourself off altogether.
I don't.
Yes, you do. It's happened time and again. You go out with a man for a couple of times and then drop him. You're about to do the same with Peter Ray. What's the matter? Are you afraid you might feel something?
It's not that.
It is. But you won't let yourself get involved. Trouble is, you don't want me to get involved either. It'd be better for both of us if I went.
Please, Lynn.
It would be.
If it's because of what I've done...
It's not just that.
It'll never happen again, I promise. And it didn't really matter, did it? Not that there was nothing between you and David.
There might have been.
But you won't go, will you?
I can't stay here.
Then we'll move somewhere else. If we looked out of town a bit, Barnes or somewhere, we'd probably find something cheaper. We could have rooms of our own and we wouldn't need a third girl.
No, Rachel. It wouldn't work, not anymore.
We'd be quite independent.
We wouldn't. It's no use, love. I'll probably go back home, get a job up there. My mother hasn't been too well lately, and I...
And you think that's better than this, nursing an invalid mother?
Don't be so melodramatic. Mum's not an invalid, nor likely to be. And she's not the possessive kind, either. If I know her, she'll probably be lining up all the bachelors in Bradford.
What'll I do if you go?
Move into Gemma's room, if you're sensible, and advertise for two girls to share this one.
I couldn't do that.
Why not?
I'd be on my own. I wouldn't have anyone to...
Anyone to lean on? No, you wouldn't. Good thing, too.
I'll go. Hello? Oh, hold on a minute. I'll get her. It's for you. Peter Ray.
Say I'm out. Or in the bath.
Talk to him, Rachel. He's a nice man. Come on.
Hello, Peter. Oh, that's all right. Tomorrow night? Yes, thanks. I'd like to. About 7:30? Fine. All right, then. Bye. Satisfied?
He won't hurt you, love.
I shan't marry him, if that's what you think.
I'm not saying you should. I'm just suggesting you give him a chance. Not put the shutters up before you really know him. Come on. Let's get the washing up out of the way.
Okay.
Gosh, we certainly collected enough dishes, considering we ate next to nothing.
Yes. Lynn?
Hmm?
About Gemma. She felt awful about what happened. I thought you'd like to know.
Thanks.
Oh, I wish I could do something to make up for everything.
You can. Draft a new ad right away.
Later. I must just go and...
Rachel. The ad.
All right. How about... Two girls wanted to share flat with third. Will that do?
Hmm. Sounds fine to me.
The three girls in Third Girl Wanted by Jill Higham were played by Marion Diamond, Patricia Gallimore, and Anne Stallybras. Production was by Jane Graham.